I'm joined by occupational therapist Susan Vickerman. How's it going, Susan?
Doing well.
Alrighty. Well, you came here to talk about winter safety. And there's obviously a lot of tips that people can use to stay safe over the holidays and the winter months. Starting off, what would be one thing that you think is a good idea to do to be proactive?
If you've had any injuries, especially, you know, if you're older or having troubles getting into your house, one thing I recommend is getting grab bars or railings by the house and making sure that your entrance to your home is well lit, clear of objects. And then if you have stairs, maybe you have a handrail on one side, you might want to add another on this other side so that you have more security, stability, I should say, when you get into the house. Even if there's just one step to the entrance for someone who's elderly, you might want to install a grab bar just for that one step to make it more safe to get into the entrance.
And do you guys see a spike in the amount of injuries in the elderly during the winter?
Yes, especially because they don't tend to go in and out of their house very much, and they might be able to walk to and from like their bathroom well, but maybe they go out to get the mail and they go down those two steps or go out to get something to maybe try to shovel, and that's when they slip or fall. So encourage them to stay in when it's really icy. Having someone help shovel their walks is beneficial for them.
What are the most common injuries?
A lot of hip fractures from those. That's probably our main injury we have in the winter for the elderly.
And how long of a recovery is that usually?
Oh, that can take, you know, long term, up to 6 months probably for a full recovery. It's, you know, you can probably get back to doing pretty functional by 3 months, but it does take a long time. So you want to prevent those, you know, getting the ice melt for them. If you have an elderly neighbor too, you might want to help them out with that if you know it's really having glare ice too.
Definitely. So. Last year's winter wasn't as severe. What did you see less
numbers. It seems like this area, though, we do get more of the ice because it's kind of right on the border. Mm-hmm. So we do have to worry about slips and falls and watching the boots you wear, that they're nice, have a good grip on them. Mm-hmm. You don't want to wear the high heel boots, you know, if you're having glare ice, and just being kind of smart about those things.
Definitely. And if you're not elderly, if you're just out and about, maybe ice fishing or something like that, what are some tips for staying safe on the ice?
Sometimes they'll wear, and I forget the name of them, those, they have like a gripper on the, you wear them on your boots. Those are very beneficial. They kind of grab onto the ice so you don't slip and fall as easily. Keeping your hands free, because if you're to fall, you kind of want to roll while you fall instead of, you know, having a straight out arm and, or, you know, falling straight onto your hip. You kind of want to roll with the fall to keep you from breaking a hip. So.
And there aren't really many lakes around here, but do you see anything like that?
Not too much in this area, but I'm originally from Southwest Minnesota, so I'm, you know.
Definitely, yeah, it's kind of a.
We did have a mild winter last winter, so that was a blessing. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else people should keep in mind over the winter to stay safe?
My main thing is to keep your walkways clear. For all of us, we have more gear in the winter. You got more boots, more shoes, so you're gonna have more things to trip over. So, try to keep your clutter down, and that'll help you keep safe.
Thank you for joining me, Susan.
All right, thank you.
That was my conversation with Susan Vickerman, occupational therapist, talking about things to keep in mind when dealing with winter weather. I'm Nathan Swenson. That'll do it for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.